I am also a big fan of the Oz books.
Yeah.
And I was very glad to see that you were doing the adaptation for Marvel Illustrated. And it's a great adaptation, actually, very close to what the book is about in only 8 issues. Was it your reading skills or was it your writing skills that helped you do such a great adaptation of the books?
Well, I've loved the Oz books ever since I was 6 years old.
Me too.
And I've done other Oz comics in the past.
Yeah.
And Marvel asked me to work on this project, and they only asked me to write it. They didn't ask me to draw it. I was a little hesitant at first because I didn't know who was going to draw it or what it would turn out looking like. And I have a very emotional relationship with Oz, so I had to sort of set up this wall in my mind that I was just going to do my part of the job, just write the adaptation, and whatever it ended up looking like, if it was awful, I just wouldn't have to worry about it. But I was so happy when I started seeing Scotty Young's art that it looked really, really good. I was very happy. When I adapt those books, all I do is sit down in front of the computer with a copy of the book in front of me, and I get a cheap paperback copy of the book without illustrations, so they usually end up close to 176 pages, which is how many pages are in 8 issues of the comic. So it's about one page of text for one page of comic book art. So that's basically how I divide it up. I mean, there's some give and take, but that's how I divide it up. And I try to use my long familiarity with Oz to give Scotty a very solid foundation to work from, so that all he has to do is come up with the images, design the characters, and put them in the world of Oz. He doesn't really have to worry about any details about Oz that he might not know, or he doesn't have to worry. I don't do all the research for him, but I do some research, like trying to figure out what year this might be taking place and what the styles of clothing may have looked like, or what the histories of all the characters in the Oz books. I know all that so I can give Scotty whatever information is pertinent to whatever he's drawing at the time.
I have made myself familiar as growing up with the English publishers of Oz, and I love mm-hmm. both the vintage Denslow, but I really love the Neil elegant
so
style.
Do I
can't
yeah.
help but noticing that you're into this. Am I wrong?
Oh, I love John R. Neil. He's my favorite illustrator. I think when I first saw the Oz books when I was 6 and saw his work, that was part of the reason that made me want those books. And, John R. Neil's illustrations for the Oz books, for me, that's what Oz looks like.
Has it affected you in your further work? Because your work is elegant, if one can say one adjective for Age of Bronze, is the artistic part of it.
Okay.
Is elegant.
Well, thank you. I don't know whether John R. Neil's artwork has influenced me. I think it probably has. But there's also the idea that there was part of me that sees the world or is attracted to that sort of artwork, and that's why I like it, and that I would have drawn similar to this even if I had never seen it. I mean, it's, which came first? Who knows? But certainly I enjoyed John R. Neil's artwork for many years and have tried to emulate it, and I still collect it.